200 billion gone in 2 minutes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. $200 billion temporarily vanished from the stock market yesterday because of a bogus tweet. It was back 7 minutes later, which is reassuring, but how it happened is not at all reassuring. A website called the Syrian Electronic Army, which claims the Western media is making up news about the rebellion over there, decided to punish the Western media by hacking into the AP feed and tweeting that the president had been injured in an attack on the White House. An AP reporter quickly reassured Press Secretary Jay Carney that his boss had not been injured.
I appreciate that, and I can say that the president is fine. I was just with him.
But in the meantime, the Dow Jones had bungeed about 145 points, and analysts were wagging their fingers, reminding us, don't believe every tweet you read.
It might be a good idea to make sure that it isn't some kind of a bogus report before you act on it.
Which would be good advice, if it was actually humans reading those tweets. But according to the Wall Street Journal, trading firms have now programmed computers to read news tweets and to start dumping stocks when they see phrases like blowing up. How about that? Irrational trading practices have now been computerized. What could go wrong? Happily, those same algorithms also detected that the AP had been hacked, which is why stocks recovered. Of course, maybe next time, the event will be real and the retraction will be bogus. Who knows? Although, I guess, on the bright side, now that it's possible for the bad guys to terrorize us with fake bombs, maybe they won't need to use the real ones. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.